Ai rungi i te waia kōrero, ko tāku tā rāuri tāuni. Ai ki te haka pāpāhua tu kia tātou katoa, heaha ngā haka haerenga o tēnei mateuru tai tēnei wāno reira me tāria ki tātou ki aia e tēnā koe e tāku tā rāuri.
Kia ora, Joel.
Thank you again for joining us this morning. I know it's been busy times for ones like yourselves who are following up on the daily cases, the stats, and being able to provide for us the information that is really required out there at the moment. So can you give us the updates for today and the latest stats that show where the Māori are becoming part of the daily cases, and what does this tell for the movement of the actual Delta variant at the moment?
Yes, well... So nationally now there are just under 1,250 cases in the outbreak. 217 of those are Māori. That's a concern. Yesterday we passed our demographic of population. By that I mean we are 16.7% of the population, and yesterday we passed that in terms of number of cases in the outbreak. And the day before, and yesterday we're now 17.4% of all cases. The other thing that's really concerning, Joel, is that over the last 3 weeks, roughly, Māori cases have increased by 156. So most of those cases have come in the last 3 weeks. And just to give you an example of how serious that is, there have been three times more Māori cases than all cases in the Pākehā, Asian and Middle East and Latin American groups in New Zealand. So we're clearly the second most affected behind Pacifica, but we're increasingly most of the cases are Māori.
Mm.
So the last 2 days, the day there were 45 cases. Māori were the most with 23, and yesterday there were 19 cases, and we were the most again. So that's something to be really concerned about.
Oh, absolutely. Even just reading those stats from yesterday, you know, Māori got 9 new cases, and just as you were touching on that, this is the highest ethnic total for the 9th time in 20 days.
Yes, that's the real concern. So, you know, so the total cases for Pākehā, what's called the Mila group, which is Middle Eastern and Latin American, and the Asian group, that's lower than us now. And that just happened yesterday. So it's a real concern. And what it's pointing to is, although we know that, one of the reasons for the high cases is that when a person isolates and their family isolates as well and they're getting tested, previously in COVID, if it was dad who was sick, you could isolate him at one end of the house and people could still be safe. And then when he was positive, you send him off to MIQ. But what's happening, one reason for the high cases now is that Delta is so infectious, normally the whole family ends up being infected at some stage.
Mm.
So that's one reason for the high cases. But the other side of it is that there are multiple what they call unlinked or mystery cases. And then there's a steady stream of people showing up at hospitals for unrelated complaints, and checkups and things. And seven now in the last 2 weeks have ended up testing positive for COVID, but they haven't come from homes where people should be isolating.
Mm.
And then the other one that's really concerning is there have been 19 cases in the last 2 weeks in the area of transitional housing, and it's those ones that are showing up to hospital, and the ones in the transitional housing, they look to be driving the Māori cases. And what that tells us is that COVID has got itself into that very low socioeconomic transient. People who are having difficulty with housing, it's gotten there and it's spreading. So the risk is that the government loses control of the outbreak.
Mm. So we are talking about New Zealand statistics. But Tamaki Makaurau has remained the focus point. Most of these statistics are still coming from Tamaki Makaurau?
Yes, they are. But yesterday there was one more case in the Northern Hauraki, but it's confined to Auckland. The risk there for the rest of the country is, you know, we have a few thousand essential workers crossing the border every day in and out of Auckland. And where we have, if we have undetected transmission inside the community, then it only takes one contact for that to infect essential workers or somebody drives into Auckland for work, and then they go out of Auckland, and then that's the risk to the rest of the country. One of the other things it does tell us is that the decision to go to level 3 was probably premature, and one indicator of that is I've compared the levels for Delta outbreak with the first wave last year that struck between February and June. And so when the whole country went to level 3 last year, in the first 9 days there were 23 cases, and in the first 9 days of the Delta outbreak there have been 165. Now if you factor in that Delta is far more infectious, you can see that the decision was premature and that the government has to be very cautious about the next decision that it makes.
There has been lots of pressure on yourselves and also the government to make these decisions, as Auckland has been locked down for a long time now. There has been compliance fatigue and a whole lot of pressures on the governments to try and make decisions, the economy and everything else. So what does this look like for Auckland District moving out of level 3, as I understand it, to be scheduled for next Monday?
Well, they probably shouldn't move out of level 3. And they need to, you know, on the balance of the welfare of the community and also the welfare of the business community, they need to also factor in the welfare of the Māori and Pacific community. So far in level 3, we've had 165 cases in 9 days. 90% of those cases have been Māori and Pacific. And they need to factor that in. They should stay at level 3 next week. If they do go to a level 2, they will have to maintain that border so that internally there might be more freedom to move around and go about business. But entry into and leaving Auckland needs to be controlled. I would predict that if they went to level 2, there's probably going to be another surge in cases, and there'd be a risk of that going beyond the border.
Well, even for myself, we had a big scare just this week with a potential positive case up in the Tai Tukurau, Hone Harawira, and then followed that up, and they've been able to clear that up, and so we've been able to settle down a little bit more. So I'm glad that we're hearing this information, not simply about how Auckland is going, but about the movement with borders and just how we should be a little bit more conservative while moving forward. So thank you again for joining us today and giving us that update. Do you have any major kōrero that you would like to share with us up here in Te Tai Tukurau before we end our kōrero today?
So one of the key things going forward, regardless of which part of the country we live in, is mask wearing in social situations. It's really important to maintain that. If someone travels outside of Auckland, Delta could spread very, very quickly. And let's say someone was visited several spots in Northland, you could end up with transmission in three or four different places at the same time. And where possible, maintain that 2 metre social distancing. It should be a little bit further with Delta, and what I like to recommend to people is judge your 2 metres and then take half a step back. Those things are really useful. And then the other one is to get vaccinated. If there's some good news on the horizon, it is that the rate of Māori vaccination is now the fastest increasing in the country. So over the last 2 weeks, 13.6% more Māori have got vaccinated, and that's about 50% more than the Pākehā population. So that's a real big shout-out to all our health workers and Māori health providers and whānau ora agencies. They're doing a really huge job, and, you know, they're doing a huge job that has some risk. And they need, you know, we need to thank them for that and to support them in the mahi that they're doing.
Thank you again, and really appreciate that information. And I'm sure everybody else that's listening will take something beneficial from this corridor today, and hopefully that they share it on as well with the rest of the whānau. And thank you again, Dr. Raori Tauni.
Kia ora, Joel. Thank you. Matua hei kona.
Ai, ko Takuta Raori Tauni tērā. Koia tētahi o ngā tino kai rangahau, pau rangahau, mō tēnei take o te mate uru tā, te mate kōwhiori i Wainganui a tātou katoa o Aotearoa. Engari, te whānau, ko rungo kē ki wero o ngā kōrero. Aha, koa kei te paimatāra tuarua tātou o te tai tukerau. U tonu ai ki wera o ngā arihitanga o wero o ngā kōrero. Mau tonu wera o ngā rua mita ki Wainganui a mātou, mau wera o ngā ārai kanohi i ngā wā katoa, nā te mea mēnā ka tai mai tērā mate uru tā ki Wainganui a mātou, ka tere haere tērā ki Wainganui o te tai tukerau katoa. Nō reire te whānau, mau tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa te kou māwhitu iratahi te iarere.